Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let's make three tents. James and John look at Peter and say, really? We're in this mystical, amazing moment, and all you can think of is, let us build three tents. What's going on? What is Peter thinking as he says these words? How many of you have gone out backpacking? Just out in the wilderness, right? There's your tent. And you get to this, you've been hiking all day, you get this nice, refreshing spot right there by the creek. And it's this quiet, peaceful beauty all around you. And say, this is the spot. And you pitch your tent the rest of the night. It's that place of comfort, that place of peace, that place of beauty that you want to rest in. And so Peter, in this moment, he has this moment of transfiguration. He doesn't understand it, but he doesn't want to leave it. I want to stay in this moment. He has that encounter with Christ. And what's going on in this moment? We first see about the dazzling white, like none other than anywhere else on earth. This moment goes beyond just this world. It's supernatural. It is Christ in his divinity that they are witnessing. The divine love of Christ. And joined with him, they have Elijah and Moses. You remember who Elijah is in the choir there? Who's Elijah? You recall? Yes. Is it a little louder? Perfect. Who's Moses? All right, perfect, all right. So we have Elijah, right, who's a prophet, right? He's a prophet of the Old Testament, and above all things, he prophesizes the coming of the Messiah. And then we have Moses, who freed the Israelites, which is a symbolic of us being freed from sin, right? Free from that persecution. Right? And he gave of the Ten Commandments. He gave the law. Right? And so we have on each side of Jesus, we have the prophecy and the law. Jesus is the culmination. He's the summit, which is fitting, being on the summit of the mountain, that he's bringing to fulfillment the prophecy. He's bringing to fulfillment the law. Jesus unites these things. And then we have the voice of God. Behold my beloved son. Behold my beloved son. In today's first reading, we have Abraham and his beloved son. And Abraham was called by God, if you love me, go and sacrifice your only son. And we hear that reading and we think it is unthinkable for a father to sacrifice his son. But out of love, Abraham was willing to do whatever it took to show his love for God. And of course, God saves him. Abraham, Isaac is not the one. He chooses a lamb for the moment. But it's symbolic in that moment where God the Father would send his only son to be crucified, to embrace that ultimate sacrifice of love. And how hard that was. We can think that is unthinkable. But God's love is so great, he was willing to give of himself completely, laid out on the altar of the cross, to give his life for us. And the victory of that sacrifice, the victory of laying down his life, is the resurrection. And that is what Peter and James and John are witnessing. They're witnessing the victory of God's love for us and giving his life and bring us eternal life in the resurrection. They have that encounter with Jesus, so powerful. And Peter does not want to walk away. He wants to rest in that. And so that's in this time of Lent, have that real encounter of the love of Christ in our life, to rest with him in that gratitude of what he is willing to do for each of us, and that reward that we receive in our fidelity of eternal life.